glad I didn't get fucked again on Monday nights back to back.
I agree.
But with that being said, we are your first fantasy fantasy football podcast. We're going to teach you the ins and outs of fantasy week to week, waiver wire pickups, injuries. It is hosted by three best friends.
I'm Britta.
I'm Liz.
And I'm Craig, of course. So welcome back. You're going to hear some shenanigans and let's get sexy. Let's
pitter patter. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, pitter patter. Let's get at her.
Yeah. Can't not have that one in there. Let's just be real. So week six.
First bye week.
Yeah, first bye week.
How did everyone hit? Like, how'd you girls do?
I didn't have any bye. Oh, yeah. I guess I had New Orleans for one.
Okay.
Bye didn't really affect me too much in this week.
So nothing to really worry about.
No, not for me.
How'd you fare this week?
I did 1-1.
Okay.
Yeah, it was great. Actually, I just got my last point to win that one league was with Dawson Knox.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Before, I think he got injured towards the end there.
Yeah. All I needed was that extra point, and it put me like less than a point ahead of Tyler.
It's way better Monday than last Monday for you, right?
Yeah.
Love that.
How'd you do, Britta?
I did 1-1 as well.
Okay.
I was projected to win them both, and then for whatever.
Who fucked you?
Well, it was one of my buys. It was week six bye, and it was.
Okay. Week six bye has its first victim.
Wait, you played somebody for your bye?
No, I didn't play anybody from my bye. But what I had to do was then I had to bench Matt Ryan, and that's our two quarterback league.
Oh.
So I ended up having to bench him. And Teddy Bridgewater, don't get me wrong, got me 23 points still, so it was great. But, you know. So, but other than that, yeah. I did 1-1, and it was good. I beat the
Undefeated
champion, Tony Pepperoni.
Yeah, I saw that. Good work on taking him down.
Yeah, and it wasn't just by like a point or two. It was like a solid like... Yeah,
you put it on him.
20. Yeah, 20 or so.
Yeah,
you did good.
Yeah. I sent him a gif of a little touchdown dance. And it was the Chad Johnson doing a flip into the end zone. And I said, going into week seven, like ...
Okay.
Him doing a flip over the dude into the end zone.
He liked that.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
So this week I went 2-2 again.
Cool.
Monday night did not fuck me, which is great.
Oh, good.
It was starting to like look like it had like...
Craig was sweating.
Yeah, like clothes were coming off, and I was like, "Oh, there's someone's about to get fucked," and I wasn't stoked about it. But thankfully, everyone got dressed, and I came out victorious.
Mm-hmm.
So I got my second win in the YFF league.
Yay!
Yeah, hopefully moving up in the ranks a little bit.
Guys, if you forgot, we're going into week seven. So
yeah, I got work to do. I'm aware, but the glow up is still here.
I'm into it. I'm into it.
You know, doing pretty good in all the other leagues as well.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely had some bye, you know, shuffling to do this week. I had the 49ers defense, as my like starting, you know, so I had to swap that out. I ended up picking up the Packers who did all right. And then also, you know, had, Deebo Samuel, wide receiver for the 49ers, who has been an absolute stud, you know, so had to move him around a little bit. And was able to kind of swap him out, with a few other players. And then also Cordell Patterson, Atlanta's wide receiver running back. I'd picked him up the week previously. He lit it up for me. Had to, you know, put him on the bench this week. And actually had to hit the waiver wire for a few things. So.
Yeah. I did because all of a sudden I realized I had one running back when I need two running backs.
Yeah.
Like one that was available next week during like this coming week for the buys. I was like, oh my gosh. So guys, that being said, make sure you prepare for not only the buy that week, but for future buys. Like I ended up picking up a running back recently just because I knew in 2 weeks I was going to be shit out of luck if I didn't do something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's always important to look ahead and just see what's coming up. You know, surprises are not good in fantasy.
No.
I think week 11 is my big bye week, like most that I have, like the most players out for that one.
Nice, so good to know. Let's start watching Liz's team week 10, week 9.
Keep an eye out.
Yeah. Right,
we're just gonna keep her on our radar.
But also, you know, even before this week started, there was a bunch of injuries that, you know, popped up that made the bye week even tougher to handle. Example, Nick Chubb, fully flaccid, didn't play at all, zero Chubb.
Yikes.
And then also, Kareem Hunt got injured during that game. So, I mean, I played him in the leagues that I had him, obviously.
Yeah.
And he put up good numbers, but he got injured and now he is on IR.
Wow.
And so
they also have OBJ is like inconsistent and a little tweakish, mm-hmm. and Landry is on IR.
Well, Baker Mayfield
and Baker Mayfield, he's injured.
He also got hit pretty good. And so that definitely is going to have some fantasy implications for me. I'm going to keep an eye on how long he's going to be out. I heard like around 3 to 4 weeks, like hopefully.
Yeah.
You know, so, but that's also going to eat up, you know, either an IR spot or a bench spot.
Yeah.
And then I have buys doing that shuffle when you're trying to stash players. It makes it really tricky.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that guy that I recommended last week, Donovan Peoples-Jones.
Yeah.
He went off this week. He's on the Cleveland Browns. Stud. He went 101 yards, 2 touchdowns, 27 points. He's a wide receiver. So, yeah.
Guys, you know who I said? AJ Green, Cardinals, still fucking going off. 79 yards, touchdown, 5 of 6 targets. Like when he's getting thrown the ball, he is executing. So turf toe, no mo. Yeah.
Tyreek Hill also had another great game. And then also Deontay Johnson, wide receiver for Pittsburgh. He's really stepping up as kind of the number one guy with Juju Smith out. You know, Ben's really been relying on him. He got 13 targets, 9 receptions, 71 yards. He also got a carry for 25 yards. So they're mixing it up with him and putting him in the mix in the offense. So if you have him, I think he's worth starting moving forward. And definitely someone to keep an eye on if, you know, you're needing someone to fill in or maybe make a trade for.
Yeah. I would say, you know, Henry Ruggs, he like made some big plays. He didn't get like a ton of targets, but he made some really big plays. Wide receiver for the Raiders.
Yeah. Really big. He put up big numbers.
Yeah.
He was on the bench of the guy I was playing. Thank you.
Yeah. He was on one of my benches too. Cause I picked him up and then I was like, I don't know if I'm ready yet. Definitely somebody to consider, but I would go flex on that one. Definitely not wide receiver wide receiver 3.
Yeah, so injuries were definitely, you know, tough. And I'm looking at my teams now and moving forward with upcoming buys and some of these injuries that happened to me this week.
Yeah.
I have my work cut out for me.
Yeah,
good.
It's going to be a little dicey.
Good.
So we'll see what happens.
Because work takes time. And if you don't do it, then that means I'll keep beating you.
Have we even played each other yet this year?
Nope. Okay. I'm a little nervous.
Settle down.
I did lose to Liz, so... I did. But in
back-to-back weeks.
Yeah.
Oof.
It was rough.
That is tough.
No, I beat you in the girls league.
Did you?
I think so. Yeah, because I lost to you and then I beat you in the girls league. Mm-hmm. So can we just talk about how Liz and I were, I don't know, 20 feet from Nelly at one point on Saturday night?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, how was it? Like.
Okay, so we went to this.
First question. Is he healed or is this band-aid still on?
He's healed. He looks good.
Yeah, he's healed. Healed. Yeah.
It's good. He looks fresh.
Yeah, he's looking real good.
So we went to the Blended Festival that we were supposed to go to for our birthday.
And
we
decided
not to go in Nashville. And San Diego was closing it out. So we went there and it was Nelly performed and Chainsmokers performed. I only went on Saturday.
Yeah.
And it was fucking killer. They played all the good songs.
Nice. Festival was good.
They did a great job. It's a relatively new
festival, right?
Yeah.
It's the second year they've done it, and I think it's the first time they've done 3 locations.
Yeah.
Very cool.
But they did great. They had really good environments.
Love that.
Good wine, good food.
Great setup.
Great stages. Hell and the production was really high.
Production was tip-top.
The jams, just the throwbacks.
Oh, yeah. Like, I was like, I didn't really care to go on Friday too much, but I was excited for Nelly and Chainsmokers because I had like a full summer of Chainsmokers music, you know? I thought they were going to be like more poppy style.
Yeah.
They were not.
Thank God.
Nice. They were dirty.
They got real dirty.
They played a good set.
Yeah, so did Nelly too. Like I thought he was just going to play like his stuff, but he mixed it up, got some house stuff in there too.
Yeah.
It was great.
They went from like I go to youth group in high school to I'm in college now and I have found a new group of fucking friends.
They were
like
cool.
Chainsmokers went great.
It was great.
Like very in.
So Britt and I kind of like leveraged some VIP wristbands like all the way up.
Oh yeah. We got to the tip top.
Fantastic. We got some VIP wristbands, leveraged it into the premier VIP to these tables. And we had a couple friends that had tables so we could hop around a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to park afterwards and like got ourselves in there.
Shit got lit.
Got into this really sick table. Ladies. It was the table right next to like the DJ booth and the stage. And we're like up top. Everybody in the club is looking at us.
Oh yeah.
It was so much fun. And then Nelly comes out and we're like, 10, 15 feet away from him.
Yeah. He is like, we're at like eye level with Nelly.
Fangirl or what?
Or are you keeping it cool? Yeah, Everybody's watching us. We were like his performers. We were like his backup dancers. Okay, because we're to the side of the stage.
I feel like you're getting ahead of yourself here.
I don't think so. I don't know. I think I knew.
Britta was wearing her Savage shirt.
Yeah, guys, I have this shirt that looks like Supreme, but it says Savage everywhere and in big like black letters. It's excellent.
It was really
good. Wearing a sweater to the club,
dude. It slayed.
Yeah, sure did.
Like I got so many compliments on that shirt. Yeah. So it's a great outfit. And Nelly, he was very proud that I wore that.
Oh, he said this.
Great
to you.
For the photos.
How did you know this?
He looked at me.
Okay.
I don't know. I think we mentally decided that.
Okay.
You know, we looked unspoken.
I'm glad you had that
The minute we walked into the festival, these like guys stopped us and told us how good we looked. And we kept hearing it all day long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was great.
That's awesome. I love
it.
It was
fun. Really good.
So yeah, so that happened. And then we watched football all day Sunday. Oh yeah. So then we did all that. And then the next day we all hung out at my house and did a full cuddle puddle. Outside. And I have a video. Liz does not know this video exists.
Oh boy.
I'm probably napping out there.
You heard Kristen, it. You heard it here first, listeners.
Her and Kristen. Well, it's not that bad, but her and Kristen out there like fully passed out. Liz has this hoodie on over her head, cuddled up. Kristen
looking like Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Or no, the Emperor.
Yeah. Totally. Because I even had my hair in a top bun, so it was like even higher, like Conehead style. Like
full Conehead thing. And then Kristen just like fully passed out, you know. And I look back and I film and I go, when Nelly was at the club the night before. And then you guys are just fully the fuck out.
It was so nice out there. We had the TV. And
it wasn't getting hot
everything
in here.
Together. No, there was like...
It was nice out there.
It was actually pretty hot in here. Like I woke up from my nap very disoriented and I look over at...
I'm so proud of myself for working that
in. Dude, you fucking nailed that one. Yeah.
I looked over at Britta and Garrett and I was like, I am sweating. Like, I was like, a thick sweater.
Yeah, so take off all your clothes.
So disoriented.
It's the only logical thing to do at that point.
Start taking them off.
Didn't Nelly tell you to?
Oh, man.
Dude, I was singing it all day long. All day long, we were like sitting out there. Wait.
The fish don't fry in the kitchen. Bees don't burn on the grill. That's okay. Right.
Oh. Remix.
Oh, I know. I know what I was saying. We were sitting there and I'd just be like, now we up in the big leagues.
Oh, yeah. It was full Nelly all day.
So much fun.
Oh, yeah. So that happened. That was great. And then we watched football all day Sunday. Do you guys watch a lot of the games?
Yeah, I watched all the games. I watched football all day. It was fantastic.
Same. It was so great. It was so great. And
it was good. I mean, but the Patriots, that overtime loss
was hard.
Brutal. So brutal.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of games that we've been really close. We're just a couple of plays away. And like, I mean, it's still a loss, but I feel like if we can just make some changes, that team's solid. It's got a lot of potential. And, mm-hmm. and the future looks bright. So that's good. But I've had it so good as a Patriots fan for so long, just like to see like close losses that I'm used to always being on the other side of. Mm-hmm. It's like, ugh, I'm still adjusting.
Yeah. Okay. You guys want to play a little interesting fact game?
Sure.
Okay. Ready? All right. So I was just looking up right now, NFL schedule week 6, because I wanted to see all of the standings and the rankings. So what I think you guys should do is pull that up right now. NFL schedule NFL rankings, and then go through and tell me which ones you're like, holy shit, I cannot believe that team has one win versus like big wins. Like, check this out. Like the Cowboys, they are leading their division. They have 5 wins. And then Washington and Eagles and Giants, they have 2 or 1. Like what?
Well, I mean, the Cowboys are a legit team. Like they have a ton of offensive weapons. I mean, they're firing.
What are we doing? What are we looking
the
at?
The one that does, I mean, the one that surprises me is the Chargers.
Right?
And then, the Chiefs being in last place in the division. The Chiefs are a hot mess right now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, with injuries, like, they're just hot mess of a team. And it's surprising. I'm surprised. I expected the Chiefs to be way cleaner and a more complete team than they're showing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They got beat down and now they're just like not. But I mean, think about this. They have three wins. How many teams don't have more than two? Patriots, two, Jets, Dolphins, each one.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry.
Rams Chargers, are 5-1.
Right? See? Yeah.
Meanwhile, yeah. Detroit is 0-6.
And like Titans. Okay. So for instance, everyone's hating on Ryan Tannehill, picked his ass up. And he's been doing great. His team is, they're 4-2. You know, the one challenge with Ryan Tannehill is that, oh my gosh.
Derrick Henry. Today,
Junior. I was like, wait, what's his name? Derrick Henry is such a beast and he's a running back. So you're not getting like a ton of passing points from Ryan Tannehill, but he's been putting up numbers because his team's been excellent. So a quarterback, if you're needing somebody,
whatever gets the job done. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, the Cardinals are the only undefeated team. They've been putting it on people.
They have.
You know, Murray is just shining. Mm-hmm. So it's really cool to see, you know, a young quarterback do so well and have his team like really performing at like high levels. They're just crushing.
I haven't really watched any of the Cardinals games, but they had, okay, so AJ Green went there and yep. Sony Michel went there.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Did he go? No, I think he went to the Rams. Sony Michel went to the Rams.
I thought he went to Cardinals.
I could be wrong.
It's crazy how just like a couple, like one or two extra players can really change.
Oh, yeah.
So much.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right. You're right, Craig. Oh, my gosh. Can we talk about when, you know, like what is going on in the world when J.J. Watt plays for Arizona and Tom Brady plays for the Buccaneers with Gronk?
Yeah, it's
like Garrett said that the other day, and we just started busting out laughing. Like, what is going on in the world of football right now? Fucking J.J. Watt playing for Arizona Cardinals.
Aren't they from Arizona?
And A.J. Green. I don't know. He's just such a Texan.
Didn't Kristen Gronk?
Oh, no. J.J. Watt. Gronk, Gronk and them, they went to ASU or U of A.
Yeah, Arizona. Yeah.
Sorry. I'm confused.
What do you guys have for waiver wire pickups this week? Anything, any new players like, you know, popping out at you? With all the injuries, there's definitely some third and fourth string, you know, players that are starting to get touches now. So that's something you got to take a look at.
Yeah.
Well, my dude, Donovan Peoples-Jones.
Yeah, absolutely.
For Cleveland, like he's probably going to get quite a bit of action with everybody being injured.
Yep,
absolutely. J.D. McKissic for Washington.
Yeah.
Yeah, another one, T.Y. Hilton. He missed the first five games, like nursing a neck injury. He caught all four of his targets for 80 yards against Houston, and he actually led the Colts in targets. So,
wow.
There's definitely some opportunity there, so definitely keep an eye on him. And then also Ramondre Stevenson, the Patriots rookie running back. Our backfield's been injured. The Patriots always kind of mix it up, just, you know, who's hot. If someone fumbles the ball, they usually get benched because Bill don't play.
Mm-hmm.
But if you need a running back to fill in, he did get some touches last time and got a touchdown. So he might be worth a flex spot if you need a position to fill with the bye.
Okay. Well, considering that a lot of the Browns is like injured.
Yeah.
Then, you know, any Broncos, you really consider playing them. Like Tim Patrick, he would be a good waiver wire pickup, wide receiver, because he's always in the end zone a lot. He doesn't get like a ton of targets, but it would definitely be somebody to consider.
Yeah.
Speaking of Broncos, Jerry Jeudy is potentially coming back in the next week or two.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would definitely make a big impact on their offense.
Yeah. If he practices on Wednesday, he may play this Thursday game. Wow. If not, he'll probably be back the following week.
Okay.
Well, I have him in my IR.
To start if he comes off first game, like on a short week like this?
I mean, I guess it'll depend on if I have a bye spot or something.
Yeah. Yeah. So
maybe like, I like Jerry Jeudy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Also, Denver just signed wide receiver John Brown to the practice squad, so they'll see how he does at practice.
Okay. You always liked him.
I always liked him. Yeah, Liz. He came from the Bills, and he's just like a very solid wide receiver. Yeah. Like very, very solid workhorse.
Definitely someone to keep an eye on, especially with the byes. So teams on byes this week. We have Dallas,
yep.
Minnesota, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Jacksonville, and the Los Angeles Chargers. So, you know, definitely a good chunk of, you know, fantasy players that make an impact week in and week out are not going to be available this week. You know, on the Cowboys, Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, Cooper, CeeDee Lamb, like, you know, Minnesota Vikings, Dalvin Cook, AJ Thielen, Kirk Cousins, Bills, you know, Josh Allen, Diggs.
Yeah, Adam Thielen's going to be a tough one because he's really good. Justin Jefferson has definitely done well. And, you know, Kirk Cousins to for Vikings.
To fill those spots.
Kirk Cousins had like a massive game. He did like 373 yards this week.
He's a workhorse. He's getting that job done when it comes to fantasy for sure. For Steelers, but that's neither here nor there. You've got Najee Harris, the rookie, amongst running backs. So he's going to be one with, and especially with like Juju Smith-Schuster out for the season, that some good options are Deontay Johnson and Chase Claypool are popular, also popular flex options that will be missed. So
yeah,
big names, guys. You should definitely check them out.
Yep. So I know I'm definitely going to have to make some changes. I mean, I'm impacted, but you know, CeeDee Lamb, Adam Thielen, Dawson Knox,
James Robinson,
Mike Williams.
I hope his hand injury isn't too extreme for Dawson Knox.
Yeah. No, he's like becoming like a beacon of light in, you know, that offense and really starting to make an impact.
A beacon of light. I like that.
I'm a real wordsmith.
The light of your life. The beacon of light. That sounds very proper.
I am proper.
I know you are. You
can take me to church.
Can't take
but not during
church.
Football season because it's Sunday. It's football day.
Yeah. Sorry, honey girl. Yeah.
But I'll hit Easter for sure.
Yeah, you're definitely not my cuffing season person. Like, girl, if you're trying to go to church, definitely not cuffing season.
Yeah, if you're scared, go to church.
Yeah,
I ain't scared. I got fantasy leagues to win.
Yeah, totally. I've got games to watch and leagues to win. Exactly. Put that on a shirt.
No church.
No church. I got games to play and leagues to win. Or games to watch.
You know, amen to that. And week 7.
Yeah.
Week 7. How we feeling?
So I've been like, I think I'm 3-3 in both of my leagues.
Okay.
And it's just been kind of like one up, one down, one up, one down. So I feel like I'm still in it.
Yeah.
For my leagues. I'm like in the middle. It's not too, there's no reason to give up now. Unless you're like 5-1.
Yeah.
Then it's a little sad.
Don't ever give up. Because at the end of the day, like, you might not get first place or second or third or fourth, but it doesn't mean you have to be last. So you might, like, you don't want to be the ultimate loser either.
No, I mean, I'm not going to stop playing, but, you know.
Yeah. But I'm just telling listeners, don't be that person that just stops playing because that's really annoying.
Yeah.
I mean, most leagues will eject you if you're just, you stop playing.
So, but yeah, so just don't do it. I'm looking forward to it because we had some of the high people play each other. So like, you know, the people in the top three, like in the girls league, the top two people played each other.
Yeah, that happened in one of my other leagues as well, which is good. And I think the person who was undefeated lost, which is great. So,
so
that's nice.
Our undefeated person still winning. We would have I would have moved up to second place if I had won this week in the girls league.
There you go.
I think in our YFF league, I'll be in like fourth or third. So I'm feeling really good about all this year.
Yeah. In one of my leagues, I'm 4-2 after this week. At 4-1, I was sitting in second place. So should be pretty solid there. In our league, the YFF league, I was 1-4 sitting in 10th.
Oop.
But I won. So 2-4. We'll see where I end up. But I'm not giving up. Like, I'm going to fight tooth and nail. I will be in the playoffs at the end of this.
Okay. You heard it here, folks.
I will be.
You heard it here.
And then my other
league,
October 18th. I was in second place going into this week at 3-2. I ended up losing this week, so I'll be 3-3. We'll see what happens, how far I drop. Hopefully not too far.
Yeah.
And then in my last league, I am 3-2 going into this week. I won this week, so I'll be 4-2. I was in fourth place before this week, so I'll definitely jump up a spot. So I'm looking pretty good.
I love that.
I mean, I'm in the playoffs in 3 out of the 4 leagues.
I think that sounds pretty fucking good. I'm in the playoffs.
75%. I'm in like, I'm okay with that right now.
After tomorrow.
I got some work to do, but yeah. Woo! I'm feeling good.
I love it. I'm excited. I think it's going to be great.
Got some good positivity over here. Oh, did we tell you that I thought I saw Aaron Rodgers at the club?
Oh, my God.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
At Nelly.
At Nelly, at this club. This guy looked like Aaron Rodgers, and he had a security guard with him.
Well, he played great.
So I'm like looking, and I'm like, you guys, I think it's him. I think it's him. And finally, I get Britta's attention. I'm pointing out, and she goes, dude, stop. He has a game tomorrow at 10 a.m. He is not in San Diego at a club listening to
Nelly. I was like, he plays in Green Bay tomorrow at 10 a.m. I also don't see him as
like a big Nelly fan.
I don't know. You might have a secret love for Nelly. I don't know.
He definitely had the CD when he was in high school.
Maybe that's a shit he'd bounced around to.
It was so funny. I totally thought it was him. And I was like, I think he also has a baby. Like, a
what if it
baby.
Was him? Like, okay, say it is him. Like, where were you going to go with this?
Yeah.
I was just going to tell you that I saw him and how funny it was that I was like convinced I saw him. Yeah. And then we like, and then Britta had to point out that it unlikely was to be him at 1 a.m. on his like Sunday when he had a game.
Britta did make a valid point there.
Yeah. I made it immediately. Yeah. It didn't matter what level I was on. I was like, hold the phone. I just can tell you right now. I'm going to shoot that idea down because it's not real. That is something else telling you that that's Aaron Rodgers.
So funny. Totally looked like him.
Well, maybe next time. Keep your eyes peeled.
Oh, yeah.
Just not at the club at 1 a.m. on a Sunday when he has a game in 9 hours.
Oh, my gosh. I know. So, yeah. So, that happened. And then this weekend, we're going to go to L.A. to go see Elderbrook. Mm-hmm. That's going to be great.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Have fun.
Yeah. But it's perfect because it's on Friday night. So, then we come back Saturday, and then we still get all of football Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, there's no interference.
Damn. I was hoping it was going to be on Saturday. You might just have a little too much fun. Forget to set your lineups.
Yeah.
I mean, there's fair game for that to be happening the following weekend when we're in San Francisco. We'll see what happens.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be counting on that.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Looking forward to it,
Liz,
actually.
We have to plan in advance.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. So, well, good.
Yeah. I'm actually going to look at the schedule and see
who you're playing.
Yeah.
Oh no. Oh
so
no.
So not week 7, week 8. You okay?
Uh oh. Now all of a sudden my phone's telling me no.
I am playing
internet.
Britta. So look.
No.
Yes, Britta. You're gonna have the best time. I want you to just really let your hair down.
Oh
and
my
just,
god.
You know,
no.
Pitter patter. Get at her.
No, I'm bringing a extra battery pack with me. Everything. Yeah, that's fitting in the fanny pack. I'm putting it in. It's going in.
All right. Well.
Bunny, do not listen to him.
I just want you to have as much fun as possible.
I will.
Okay.
She's gonna be high kicking everybody in San Francisco. She's going as Sporty Spice.
Oh yeah, I'm going as Sporty Spice. It's gonna be sick. I got these cool shoes. I had to get a different size, but I got these like cool. They're like tall, white platform, like tennis shoe, high top looking things. They're very eccentric, to say the least. Light pink leopard, but they're white. I don't know. They look pretty. Sporty Spice to me.
I see a high ankle sprain in your future out 2 to 3 weeks.
Hence, saying. Hence the high top. That keeps your ankle in. The high top does.
Okay. A little extra support.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd pack an ankle brace.
So, yeah. It's all good stuff. But, yeah. So, all right. So, week 7. Here we come. Listeners.
Yeah. I mean, I think... we have wrapped it up.
Yeah. So like, people subscribe, probably follow. Pretty good.
First time ever.
I know. Craig.
Yeah, you know, I just wanted to end the episode with a bang.
Yeah.
Listeners, like, listen, subscribe, follow, send me dirty jokes in my DMs.
Please do.
We'll see you next week and set those lineups. Don't fill your flex on Thursday.
Nope. Don't do it.
Keep it sexy.
Love you.
Bye.